You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am...
The Masked Speaker.
You know, when we first aired this segment, we received recognition by the New England Journal of Medicine for our important contributions to health safety.
I didn't know that.
Wow, I missed that article too.
Well, clearly they didn't actually listen, because that's not what the Masked Speaker is all about.
I thought it was about
our contributions when they learned this is just about getting things off your chest that you've been holding on to.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners is on the phone, ready to come clean about something from their past. She's chosen to use the fake name Shelly. So Shelly, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thank you.
You sound different there, Shelly. I don't even know what you regular sound like, so cool.
I hope you sound different.
Yeah, that's a good point. Fair, Jose.
Well, you are today's mass speaker, Shelly, so we're altering your voice with our voice changer. Whenever you're ready, go ahead. We're ready to listen.
Okay. I don't know where to begin, but I'm a little bit of a, you know, bigger girl.
Uh-huh.
But I really believe that everyone should be able to exercise. It should be, like, accessible, and it really shouldn't be something that people are afraid of.
Absolutely.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, great message so far. We're all on board.
Yeah. So I used to post a lot of content about bigger girls running and exercising, and no one ever paid attention. Like, no one ever liked anything. No one cared. So I was just like, wow. Like, you know,
that sucks. I mean, that's why you got to hashtag everything with feet. No matter what, you're going to get likes.
Audience,
well,
Jeff.
I know, but even, no matter what, you're going to get more views and more likes
He's right.
Regardless of what you post.
Jeff, why do you know this?
I mean, the hard piece about social media is it is so superficial.
I mean, definitely. So it was amazing. I finally did my first marathon.
Hey, whoa. Congratulations.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I did it with a pretty impressive time, and obviously I was posting about it, and suddenly I got like all of this engagement, all of these likes, all of these followers. It was like amazing.
Hey, that's good results. You're being rewarded for it too.
This all sounds like really good news.
Yeah.
That's the good part. So I decided I would sign up for another marathon, and I said to myself, like, gosh, like, if I'm faster, like, people are probably going to pay even more attention.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
right. Naturally.
To make sure 100% that I was faster, I kind of cheated.
You cheated?
Oh, no.
I cheated.
How?
It was in my hometown, so I knew the course. Like, I knew the area, like the back of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of knew where all the checkpoints were going to be. So the night before, I stashed my bike near some of the points. So I would just ride to a few of the next checkpoints.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So I ended up finishing fourth place in the race.
Oh my God.
Did you say fourth?
Fourth.
Girl, that is too fast.
Yeah.
People are going to notice.
Yeah.
Well, people did notice. That's exactly the point. So the story got picked up by like a couple like local newspapers. Then got picked up by running blogs. And it's kind of like going viral in this body positive world, which is amazing.
Makes sense, though, because it's like a feel-good story, right?
Yeah.
And body positivity is something that we should all be talking about.
Yeah, and it's motivational.
Really, motivational.
Yeah. I mean, I feel so conflicted because on the one hand, I love that I'm inspiring so many people and really encouraging people.
Yeah.
But obviously, at the same time, like, I've misled people. Like, I finished my first marathon, so it's not that people can't finish it. It's just not quite as fast as I did.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not real.
Oh my gosh. So
this just happened the once then, the one marathon?
I'm not going to say the one time. It's definitely something that's been continuing.
Oh,
it's getting harder though to do it.
Well, what are you doing? Are you taking Ubers now? You're just getting it really fast.
This is why I don't trust any fitness Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
I wonder how often this happens.
I'm like, do you even work out?
True.
So how many Instagram followers do you have on your account now?
I have a million followers now.
Oh, no.
You have a million followers and you're like this body positive hero who's finishing races?
Like Nike or Adidas, one of those companies could come to you and say, hey, we love your image and it's all based on a lie. What would you do there?
They have come to me.
No.
So I got my first major endorsement.
No, but it's all a lie.
Oh, no.
Wait, did you accept it? What are you doing?
Of course I accepted it.
Oh my God. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Are you just stressed out all the time? Have you ever been caught?
Almost, actually. There was this one time this lady was kind of running side by side with me, and then obviously I ended up beating her so much. Like, she kind of came up to me at the end and was like, wow, you know, we were next to each other for a while. Like, you really pulled it through at the end. And I was like, oh, gosh.
What are you like? Yeah. Downhill, that gravity really works well on me.
I guess one of us is out of shape. Huh?
Do you have a plan moving forward?
I'm just going to keep trying to fly, you know, under the radar with trying to put out as best of an image as I can. Like, I think that's all I can do.
You say you're going to fly in your next marathon? Because that'll get you to the finish line real fast.
Yeah, she's on a drone.
She set a record.
Oh, my God. You know, as soon as we get off the phone with her, I'm Instagram searching every body positive fitness person that has a million followers.
I can't
followers.
Wait for the ESPN 30 by 30 documentary about this.
I mean, you're doing it for good, but I just feel like this is going to backfire.
Somehow.
I mean, I guess worst case scenario, if it does come out, like, my bills are going to be paid and my student loans. And I inspired a lot of people to run. So.
Okay.
True. Yeah. This is hard.
It's I wish I thought of this sooner. Yeah.
You inspired me to get on a bike.
You inspired me to lie to people and get paid.
I mean, I say go get yours, you know?
Okay. I bet you do. Right. Yeah. I bet you do.
Text in to 78592. If you have a juicy confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. Phone Tap's coming up next.